to welcome everyone to tonight's City Council meeting, the Mesa City Council for Monday, November 16, 2009. My name is Scott Smith, Mayor, and as always, it's a privilege and an honor for me to serve and to conduct this meeting. We'll begin tonight's meeting by having the invocation by Pastor Paul Whitlock of the Desert Heritage Church, and he'll be followed by Scout David Allen, Troop 530, who will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Please rise for the invocation and the pledge.
I invite you to pray with me. Loving God, we pray for the city of Mesa and for the surrounding area, that the needs for all, for food and shelter, work and dignity and justice and human rights might be met. We pray that the diverse people living here may join their efforts to seek the good of all. Minister to this city through the hands of your people. We thank you, God, for the gift of leadership you have gathered here. Guide us as we meet together, that we might listen more than we speak, that we might think calmly and carefully, decide wisely and well. We ask you to bless the representatives we have elected. Grant that through their discussions and decisions, we may solve our problems effectively, enhance the well-being of our city and community, and achieve together a fairer, more united society. Amen.
I would like you to join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. Thank you, Pastor Whitlock and David, for that. Thank you. Tonight we have some very special guests with us. First of all, I'd like to introduce the members of the Mayor's Youth Committee. Each year we have youth from all six Mesa high schools, high schools within the Mesa Public School District in Mesa, who participate in extracurricular activity, the Mesa Youth Committee. And during the academic year, these students who have been chosen by their respective schools participate in activities that familiarize them with not only Mesa City government, with leadership and with working together on problems that affect our communities. The session or the experience culminates with a group project where we assign an issue that's of current importance. And these issues are not light issues. In the past, they've been things such as immigration enforcement and the light rail coming into Mesa and growth problems and things like that are pretty significant issues. And then we assign different groups to present the project and to basically debate each other and come up with proposed solutions or at least positions. So it's a very good program. And the thing that makes it so great is that the students that participate are wonderful students. I look back on them and I wish I were, I have to admit, I wish I were that good when I was that age in high school, but I wasn't. So luckily we have students today and kids today that really are the future of our city, of our community, of our country. So I would like the members of the Mesa Youth, the Mayor's Youth Committee to please stand and be recognized. There they are. They're attending the meeting. This is one of their assignments. All you guys in the blue shirt, was this an assignment too?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Oh, yeah, it was. Mr. Jeffries allowed, yes, it was. But by participating, they've shown their interest in their community, so thank you. And Elizabeth, don't sit down. I would also like to recognize Elizabeth Malone, who this past Wednesday had an essay that she had written, published in the Mesa Republic, and it was an essay about Veterans Day. And she was one of four Southeast Valley students who were winners in an essay contest that was part of the Veterans Day celebration. And nearly 450 students submitted these, and hers was one that was selected. So congratulations, Elizabeth. The next person we'd like to recognize is Ms. Taryn Brady. And if you haven't noticed Taryn, she is the one that's dressed normally in the very conservative, I don't know what you call that, but it's a beautiful outfit. And the reason why Taryn is dressed that way, as any fool can plainly see, is it says she's Miss Rodeo Arizona. Now, Taryn is the first lady of rodeo in Arizona, but she is not the first lady in her family to be so recognized. How many of your sisters and other relatives, your mom or whoever, have been involved in rodeo type stuff?
I have three sisters who were all rodeo queens, and I'm the youngest of the family, so.
Your mom's disappointed. She's run out of, she can start with her grandkids now, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, Taryn is attending ASU on a full scholarship. She's among the top 1% college students. She obviously loves horses, and I love this. I got to tell you, she's pursuing various equestrian studies, and she's spent a year doing research on measuring stress and immune response in students following interaction with a horse. Mm. Sounds pretty good. I guess that another way that's people can feel better, sick people can feel better when they hang around horses.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would have called it, but that's why I'm not working on a study. Yeah. She's, you know, cowgirl through and through, I would guess. You love horses, you love him. And as you said, three sisters before. She's a great representative of Mesa and our community. And, you know, once again, just like with the Mayor's Youth Committee, it's just amazing to have someone of your caliber and your quality to represent Mason. Congratulations and thank you. She's one of your neighbors.
She is one of my neighbors,
Diggins.
Mayor, yes.
So why don't you
Well, I wanted to share some other fun facts of the Taryn's family, and that is that her great-grandfather is in the Reno Rodeo Hall of Fame, and her grandmother was the 1950 Reno Rodeo Queen. So it goes beyond just this generation of Brady's as queens. And they have been the Brady family has been a very active family in District 5 and were integral in helping with the livestock ordinance rewrite that we just passed recently. And Taryn hopes to share her passion of country life with the rest of the world and explain how great it can be and relaxing and enjoyable. And so so as part of to honor Taryn this evening for her outstanding contributions is why she is here tonight, Mayor.
Well, good. And we have, I believe, a plaque or a recommendation. So, Councilmember Higgins, if you want to join me down there at the podium. Recognition to Taryn Brady for her accomplishments from the city of Mesa. Thank you, Taryn. We had a rodeo queen. I was a rodeo clown when I was in high school. I was just a clown, no rodeo.
Don't set it up like that.
Okay. We'll now proceed with the next item on the agenda, which is take an action on the consent agenda. Consent agenda will be read in by Kevin Christopher.
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking on an agenda item, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member or a citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed from the consent agenda, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license for Arizona Center for Germanic Cultures Incorporated, one-day charitable event December 5th, 1 North McDonald Street. Item 3B, act on liquor license for Dos Gringos Grill, 1958 South Greenfield Road. Item 3C, act on liquor license for Mata's Grill and Cantina, 1033 North Dobson Road, Suite 101. Item 4A, act on contract to purchase cold planer attachment. This is fully funded by the transportation sales tax revenues. Item 4B, act on contract to purchase 40 replacement vehicles for police department. Item 4C, act on contract to purchase and install signage for the Arts and Cultural Department. This is fully funded by the Alliance Fund. Item 4D, act on contract to purchase and replace three-wheel turret trailer. Item 4E, act on contract for security improvements for Center Against Family Violence, 225 East 1st Street. Funding is available in the fiscal year 09-10 Law Enforcement Capital Bond Program. Item 4F, act on contract for the Mesa Grande Ruins, Phase 1, northwest corner of Brown Road and 10th Street. This project will be funded with a State Heritage Fund grant. Item 5A, act on resolution approving intergovernmental agreement with Mesa Unified School District for operation of yellow flashing lights in 7 school zones. The city's 50% share of the construction fully funded from the local transportation sales tax. Item 5B, act on resolution approving intergovernmental agreement with Gilbert Public School District for operation of yellow flashing lights in 2 school zones. The city's 50% share of the construction fully funded from the local transportation sales tax. Item 5C, act on resolution approving grant agreement with Arizona Criminal Justice Commission for the Police Department's Forensic Services Division. Item 5D, act on resolution approving an agreement with the Regional Public Transportation Authority for the fiscal year 09-10 fixed route bus transit services. Item 5E, act on resolution approving intergovernmental agreement with the Regional Public Transportation Authority for the fiscal year 09-10 dial-a-ride services. Item 5F, act on resolution approving intergovernmental agreement with the Regional Public Transportation Authority for fiscal year 09-10 choice alternative transportation services. Item 5G, act on resolution endorsing management policy number 358, establishing a meet and confer process for sworn public safety employee groups. Item 5H, act on resolution approving a lease with Mesa United Way for usage of city facility, 433 North Pasadena. Item 6, introduction of the following ordinances and setting December 7th, 2009 as a date of the public hearing on these ordinances. Item 6A, ordinance repealing existing personnel rules and adopting new personnel rules. Item 6B, ordinance amending Section 2-18-2 relating to Personnel Appeals Board procedural guidelines. Item 6D, ordinance repealing Title 5, Chapter 12 of the Mesa City Code related to massage establishments and adopting a new Title 5, Chapter 12 that strengthens oversight of massage establishments. Item 6E, ordinance regarding Z09-17, 4800 to 5200 block of South Hawes Road, rezoned for establishment of Gateway 202 Air Park Development Master Plan. Item 7A, this item has been deleted. Item 7B, this item has been deleted. Item 7C, act on ordinance regarding Z09-19, 1265 South Pima, rezoned for development of wholesale plumbing and HVAC equipment. Item 7D, act on ordinance regarding Z09-21, 7417 South Hawes Road, rezoned for development of movie production studio. And item 8A, act on subdivision plat, estates at Valencia at Mountain Bridge, 8526 East Mountain Bridge Drive. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. We'd like to add one item that was removed during study, but we're adding it back in. Item 6C, amending Title 2, Chapter 1 of the Mesa City Code to modify the duties of the Planning and Zoning Board and relating to the Downtown Development Committee is back on the consent agenda. So that's item 6C. Is there any member of the council that would like to remove an item from the consent agenda? Ms. Crocker, do we have any requests from the public?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay. I have no requests. I have a motion to approve the consent agenda from Councilmember Kavanaugh, a second from Councilmember Summers. Is there any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and the consent agenda is approved. Next item on the agenda is items from citizens present. Ms. Crocker, do we have any requests to speak?
No requests, Mayor.
No requests to speak. We have a motion to adjourn, Councilmember Summers. A second from Vice Mayor Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you very much. We are adjourned.